Welcome to Your Classical Adventures from American Public Media, where classical music meets your imagination. I'm Liz Lyon. Do you have a dance move that you always use, or maybe a color that you love and wear all the time? There's a composer who has a certain sound that he loves and uses in almost every piece. His name is Eric Whitaker, and he's known for his choral music, or his music sung by choirs. He uses something called cluster chords to create emotion and pictures through the human voice. These chords create a shimmery effect, which you can hear in all the pieces I'm sharing with you today. A cluster chord is when many notes are played at the same time. Think of a standard chord with a bunch of other notes added in. Some of these notes are very, very close together, which helps to create that specific sound. What do you think of when you listen to this first piece? To me, it feels like floating in water and feeling myself move with the waves. That's reflected in the title, Water Night. This next piece is from a poem called Sleep. How does a composer use singers' voices to sound like sleep? Well, a big part of sleep is dreaming, and sometimes those dreams are peaceful and calm. But sometimes they're loud and colorful and confusing. You can hear both of those described in Sleep through his signature style. Lastly, he wrote a piece called When David Heard, which is about some sad and tragic events. He uses cluster chords a lot in this piece. As you listen, think of how he uses the singer's voices to create sounds that are painful and sad. This song for me feels like pain and loss. Some of the chords create a feeling of confusion since those notes clash together. I'm really glad we could learn about Eric Whitaker and listen to some of his music that show off his distinct style using cluster chords. Thanks for listening to Your Classical Adventures from American Public Media, where every note sparks a new idea. I'm Liz Lyon with help from producer Melanie Renata. Share what you're curious about and listen to a playlist from this episode at yourclassical.org/kids or wherever you download podcasts.